Hello and welcome. Thanks for joining us here at Believers Victory Church. Today we have an inspiring, powerful message that will change your life. Let's listen in as Pastor Peggy Heal teaches us from the Word of God.
Good morning. It's good to be in church today. It's so good to be in church. We're celebrating our December to Remember. As we all know, we're taking just it's Christmas, right? And so obviously looking around. And so we're excited about this month and really want to make sure that we're focusing in on what Christmas is all about, not necessarily just what's going on, but what Christmas is all about. Amen? And so we're kicking off a new series today called Do You See What I See? How many know that song, Do You See What I See? I'm going to sing it for you. No, I'm kidding. That would not be a Christmas gift at all. But as we look around and we see you hear the song, it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. And so I have some pictures up here that kind of show us, like, it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. And we see this, right? We see this, and then we see Santa, you know, that's a good looking Santa there. And then we have this. I mean, that's a lot of lights. That's my house, just FYI. No, I'm kidding. My house is close. My husband really, really loves Christmas lights. And so do I. My mom is a big Christmas light person. And so, but it's when we see that, you say, oh, that's what it means to look a lot like Christmas. Well, the thing about it is that right now, all around us, all these things are going on that represent Christmas, but we want to make sure that we get the real meaning of Christmas, right? We want to make sure that when we see Christmas, we're not just seeing debt, amen? We're not just seeing a to-do list. We're not just seeing family members that we don't really like to see other than once a year, right? I mean, I know that none of you have any of those. Or maybe you do. Maybe you are the family member nobody wants to see, but once a year. I don't know. You might be. But the thing is that when we look at Christmas, we want to make sure that it's not just all of those things which have become a part of Christmas, but that we, when we see Christmas, we see it for what it is, what it's meant to be. Because when we do that, it brings more joy to all the other things. When you remember where the tradition of gift giving came from, it brings more joy to gift giving. It becomes not just a task, a to-do list, another thing you got to do. It becomes a joy. Amen? And so, you know, I gave this illustration in a youth group years ago, and it's always a good one. And if we have right now all around this room, there's music playing. There's news. There's the weather report is going, politics is going, NPR is going, and it's all on radio waves. But none of us can hear it, right? We can't hear what's going on, but those frequencies and those airwaves are going through right here. And if we had a tuner, right? If we had an FM radio or an AM radio and we tuned it in to right here, what we can't hear right now, we would be able to hear, right? How many know that's how radio works? We don't have to, you know, I have one in my office. You want me to go get it? And so that's the thing. We tune in. And so today I want us all to adjust our tuner and tune in to Christmas. Tune into what Christmas is really about, because I was reading this actually in a devotional that Pastor Angel invited me and some other people to read, and it's just one of the best devotionals on Christmas I think I've read, and it's called The Hope of Christmas. So if you want to read it, it's really awesome. But see, that's exactly the devotional that goes on to say, that's exactly how it was in Bethlehem on the night that Jesus was born. There were so many things going on because everybody had to come and do the census and do the taxes. Remember me? Why would Mary be traveling at 9 months pregnant if there wasn't a really, really good reason, right? All the moms in here, you wouldn't want to be on the back of a donkey, right? For any reason, much less when you're that pregnant, about ready. But that's the position that Mary was in. And so she was coming in. So there's a lot of stuff going on in Bethlehem. But nobody was tuned in to the most important thing happening. Nobody was tuned into that. And so in all of Christmas, we can have all of the other stuff, which let me be really clear. There's nothing wrong with Christmas presents. If you want to buy me a Christmas present, it's okay. Amen? It's okay. And you know what, husbands? Make sure you buy your wife a nice one, right? Little marriage advice for you. That's okay, but if that's all I'm tuned into, I'm going to miss what's most important. And so we just want to adjust our tuners right now and say, you know what? I want to be tuned in to what's going on. I want to be tuned in to what Christmas is all about. And so in Bethlehem that day when Mary and Joseph comes in, nobody's really giving them the time of day. It's so much so that there's no room for them in the inn. How many know this story, right? Had they known, had that in spirit, had he known that, he would have said, come in to the inn, because from that day forward, he would be able to tell everybody, this is where Jesus was born. It would become a tourist attraction, but it didn't because he wasn't tuned in. He missed what's most important about Christmas, and that's Jesus. And we want to make sure that we don't do that. And so we want to look at really, when they came to the inn, and you know, the thing about it is, you know, everybody's like, oh, Jesus had to be born in a stable. They tried to get a room at the inn, which is like a motel. They tried to get a room there, but there weren't any available. And so he was born in a stable because there was no room for him. And so in our lives, we want to make sure, and what I want to talk about today is just making sure with all the other stuff that's going on with Christmas, that Jesus doesn't pass by and there's no room for him in our Christmas. There's no room for him. Years ago, we did a Christmas skit, and it was awesome, and we had the Easter Bunny, we had a leprechaun, we had Santa. We had all kinds of figurine, you know, people from, you know what I mean, like things that we celebrate. And in this thing, they were in this skit that we were doing, all the kids were dressed up as somebody. We had, you know, celebrities and Santa and all these guys. And then Jesus was there, but they kept pushing him out of the way. They kept just shoving him out of the way. And he never got to say what he needed to say. And so we want to make sure that we have room for Jesus. Amen, that we have room for Jesus in our Christmas. And the way to do that is we have to make sure that we're tuned into Jesus, that we don't say, you know, we're not the inn. I'm sorry, there's no room. There's too many presents, too many office parties, too many concerts, too many cookies to bake, too many things to do that I don't have time for Jesus. Doesn't that sound terrible? I mean, we wouldn't say that out loud. But yet our life represents that. So today, we're not getting down on anybody. We're just like, hey, we're still early in the season. We're still early in December, and that's why I wanted to start this today. Let's just make a decision today. Hey, I'm going to make sure I have room for Jesus. I want to make sure I'm tuned in to what Christmas is all about, and not only tuned in to the commercialism of Christmas. And again, I have a Christmas tree at my house. We have a Christmas tree here. There's nothing wrong with those things unless they take the place of Jesus. That's when a problem starts. And so we just want to not miss the most important thing. And we want to make sure that our life is not filled up with other things that we can't have room for Jesus in our hearts. Amen? We can't have room for him. And so today I want to just say, hey, let's be aware. All those people, they were coming from everywhere to be counted, to pay their taxes, yet nobody was aware of Jesus. They weren't aware of the gift that was being born. Turn over in your Bibles to John chapter 4, verse number 10. And you know, the thing about it is that this happens not only at Christmas time, but it could happen all year round, where we're not aware or tuned in to Jesus. Because here's the thing about our inner tuner. It can go to a different station. It can go to a station that just entertains me. Listen, don't ever mistake entertainment for a move of God in your life. They're not the same thing. I can be entertained by a lot of things, but it takes God to heal my heart. It takes God to save my soul. It takes Jesus to do those things. And so the thing about our tuner is that it can waver down the aisle. And so we need to tune back in. all through the year and all through the Bible, Jesus would be, he would be doing things. And nobody, people weren't even aware. They missed it. We need to make a decision today. I'm not going to miss Jesus. And over in John chapter 4, verse number 10, we know this story. This is when the woman met Jesus at the well. She came to the well and she was looking for water and she didn't recognize Jesus. In fact, she got into a religious debate with the Son of God. And you know, that's happening a lot with Christians. We're getting to the point where we're debating more than we're worshiping. And that's not a good thing. It's never a good thing. Let's not get in a debate and forget to recognize Jesus. Amen? And so this woman gets in a debate with Jesus, and then Jesus says this. She said, Jesus answered her. Thank God Jesus answers us. Amen? You got a question, Jesus will answer it. He still answers questions. He said, if you knew the gift of God and who it is that asks you for a drink, you would have asked him and he would have given you living water. This woman was so distracted by being right in a debate that she didn't recognize who was sitting right next to her. He said, if you only knew, if you only knew, let's not forget the greatest gift. He said, if you knew the gift of God, the greatest gift ever given is Jesus. Let's not be so sidetracked by other gifts that we miss the greatest gift. Let's not be so busy with other gifts that we miss the gift of Jesus. Because when we miss his gift, we miss eternal things. Listen, Scott and I were talking about Christmas, and he said, he said, what do you want for Christmas? And I said, you know, just I want to be surprised. I want something I don't know I'm getting. You know, which is hard because he's like an open book. He's the worst. Never ever tell Scott a secret. Do not tell him a secret. He's the worst secret keeper. And you know, that's a good thing, really, you know, because he's just an open book. And so I said, you know, I want something I don't know I'm getting, because I always usually figure it out. And he reminded me, he goes, you didn't know what you were getting last year. And I had to think for a minute, what did he give me last year? How many of you right now can say what you got for Christmas last year? Right? I mean, once he said, now maybe some of you can, maybe it was, you know, a big thing, or maybe you're just much more thoughtful than I am. I don't know. But I had to think for a second. I was like, what did he get? And then he goes, he pointed to the backyard. He goes, you got that giant umbrella out there. And I was like, oh, that's right. And it really was, it was a big surprise. I didn't know I was getting that. And so I was like, oh, that's right. And then I felt bad, you know. But the thing is that a lot of times we don't even remember. We put so much thought and so much energy and so much money into things. And then a year later, we don't even remember. It's like, you know, not to step on anybody's toes, but it's like this fantasy football thing. You know, a bunch of guys are doing fantasy football, and there's nothing wrong with that. But listen, if that's become a part-time job, you know what? In a year from now, you're not even going to remember. You know, but the thing about it is the gift of Jesus. Man, I tell you what, I'll never forget when I got born again. I'll never forget when I got healed by the stripes of Jesus. I'll never forget when God spoke to me and it felt like an audible voice. Man, the gift of Jesus, you remember. And so let's not be so preoccupied with temporary things that we miss the eternal things. And that's what Jesus is saying to this lady. She wants to debate about stuff. Listen, there are things that I'll go to the mat with you on. I will debate about the salvation of Jesus. I will debate that there's only one way to the Father, and that's through the Son. I'll go toe-to-toe with you all day long. All day long, because that's an eternal matter. What you think about that matters more than anything else. But there are other things where I'm just going to be like, praise the Lord, let's pray about it. I'm not going to get so distracted by that. And I encourage you not to either. Let's make sure that we're getting the eternal gift, the gift of Jesus. We're not so distracted We're not so caught up in arguing about things. Let's like Jesus said, if you only knew. Man, can you imagine if we only knew how many times Jesus has come through for us and we didn't even recognize it? If we only knew how many times Jesus has rescued us and we didn't even realize it. If we only knew how many times Jesus orchestrated a divine intervention in our lives. Amen? Let's keep our focus on Jesus. Let's keep our focus on him. And so the woman here, he says, if you only knew, let's make a decision. I'm gonna stay tuned in to Jesus. I'm gonna stay tuned in to Jesus. And now I want you to turn over to Matthew. And we're gonna look at in the next couple weeks just how people saw Christmas. I don't want to see it like a big Black Friday crowd. I don't want to be, that's Christmas to me. I don't want, you know, Santa's great, but I don't want that to be Christmas to me. And so looking at it through the eyes of other people kind of help us see what the original intent of Christmas is. Sometimes something's been copied and talked about so many times, you got to go back to the original to get the original intent. How many of you ever played that game? We did it one time here where if I tell Angel something and then he tells Selena and she tells Devon and he tells Billy and it goes all the way around, by the time it gets to Pastor Norm, how many know it's going to be different? It's going to be different. That's why it's great to hear messages and it's great to hear good teaching, but you got to spend time in the Word yourself.
Yes.
Amen? So you can get that one-on-one, Jesus talking directly to me. Because the best interpretation of the story is going to be one-to-one. And so when you get the Bible right into you, it's going to straighten out. Some, oh, well, I heard different. Well, what does the Bible say? You know, I've said for years, always go to the source. Don't just be like, oh, well, so-and-so said this, and so-and-so said this, and I read this on Facebook, and I heard this guy say this. No, what does the Bible say?
Yes.
Amen? What does the Bible say? And you find it for you. So people say, there's so many excuses why we don't read the Word. Oh, I don't understand it. Seriously? There are so many awesome translations of the Word that make it easy to understand. There's... When we get in there, and here's the other thing, the Holy Ghost, one of his jobs is to help you understand the Word. And how many know the Holy Ghost does his job? He does his job. And so we're going to look here, we're going to see how Joseph saw Christmas. It says, this is how, oh, let me read it, I want to make sure we're reading the same thing. Here we go. It says, this is how the birth of Jesus, the Messiah, came about. How many know we're going right to the source? Right? We see Jesus in a manger up here, and we hear the Christmas story. Let's go to the source. Let's go to the Word of God, and let's see what it says. He says, his mother, Mary, was pledged to be married to Joseph. But before they came together, she was found to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit. Verse number 19. Because Joseph, her husband, was faithful to the law, and yet did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. Let's just stop there for a second. So when Christmas was first coming for Joseph, how many know it didn't look like it was going to be a good one? Here he's engaged, or your Bible may say betrothed, or he's engaged to Mary, and he is a person of the law. So what's that saying? It's saying he hasn't had sex with Mary before they got married, and now he finds out she's pregnant, and then it's by the Holy Ghost. How many know that'd be a lot to take in? That'd be a lot to take in. I mean, Mary is like, listen, Joe, I'm pregnant, but it's not what you think. It was the Holy Ghost. And he was probably like, I'm getting a divorce, right? Isn't that what he said? He said he had in mind to divorce her quietly. And so when we see this, because Joseph, her husband, was faithful to law, but he didn't want to expose her and have her be disgraced. I mean, he still cared about her, but he was like, I'm out. Right? That's what he's saying. He's like, this is too much. The Holy Ghost, seriously? How many know that'd be, that? Some of you are still having a hard time wrapping your head around that. I hear people say, well, I'm a believer, but I don't believe in immaculate conception. It's like, well, then you can't be a believer. It's part of it. Either Jesus is the Son of God or he's not. And if he's not the Son of God, then he can't pay the price for my sin. But if he didn't pay the price for my sin, I'm in trouble. It happened. And just like you're having a hard time right now, or maybe you're just like, I don't know. That's exactly how Joseph was. But you know what? In our hard times, in our moments of, oh, I'm not sure, in our moments of saying, you know, I need help with that, guess what? Look what happens next. But after he had considered this, instead of just tuning out to the things of God, take some time to consider it. He said, after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. Oh, so good. And so when we see this, when the news first came, and maybe, you know, when you're hearing about Jesus, and all through December, everybody's talking about Christmas. It's all over the place. And maybe when you're hearing it, maybe you're here today and you need to strengthen your faith. You need to remind yourself of how Christmas came to be, that it was a miracle. And why is Christmas even here? Why did Jesus come? It's right there. You will give him the name Jesus because he will save his people from their sins. That is what Christmas is all about. Is that Jesus came for us. You know why? And we don't like this word anymore. We're like, oh, don't say that. It's offensive to me. Because we're sinners. I was like, oh, that's negative. That's negative, Peggy. Listen, you have to face some things. It's called life. I read an article yesterday. I have a friend who's a doctor, and he lives in Chicago, and he's a doctor, and he sent out this thing to a bunch of people. And it was this article about how on college campuses now, on many college campuses, that there is an entire move of removing anything that causes anyone to be uncomfortable. It's a real thing. It's happening. It's happening all over. Oh, that makes me uncomfortable. You can't say that. It makes me uncomfortable. Don't ever be uncomfortable with the word sin. Because when you become uncomfortable with the word sin, you won't see it anymore. And when you stop seeing sin, and this isn't like, oh, Pastor Peggy, you're coming down on us. No, it's okay to see sin because that's why Jesus came. I don't have to hide it. I don't have to call it something else. I don't have to even feel like it's ruined my life. I don't have to do that. You know why? Because Jesus came to save me from my sin. He came to save all of us from our sin. So I don't have to pretend that I'm not a sinner. I don't have to be like, oh, that makes me uncomfortable. I have to know that the Bible says, for all have come short of the glory of God. All of us have sinned. We've all sinned. But there's an answer. When you stop talking about something, you also stop talking about the answer. And the answer doesn't become his power. It loses his power. Because we're like, well, I don't need that because that makes me uncomfortable. I'm not even going to talk about that. No, you need to talk about it. We need to say, hey, you know what? I've missed it. I've made mistakes. I didn't love people the way that I should. I talked about people. Whatever it is. I don't have to hide, because when I hide from it, when I stop saying what it is, then I'm missing the point of Christmas. Because Jesus came to save his people from their sins. That's good news. That's good news. He told Joseph, he said, listen, I know you want to quietly divorce Mary. I know that you're not comfortable with this, but I'm here to tell you, the angel came to him in his dream after he had considered it and said, Don't be afraid to take Mary home as your wife because it is the Holy Ghost. We need Jesus. We need the gift of Jesus. We need the rescue of Jesus. You know why? Because we're not perfect. I think that's one thing that all people can agree on today. There's one thing, probably only one thing, that we can all agree on. We are not perfect. I think we can all agree with that. We're not perfect. We've made mistakes. We have, the word sin just means you've missed the mark. We've all done that. But I don't have to pretend that doesn't happen. I don't have to shy away from it. I don't have to remove that from my vocabulary because it makes me uncomfortable. I just need to say, you know what, that's the truth. But Jesus came for that truth. Amen? Jesus came for sinners. That's why Christmas is here. And so every time I see a manger, you know what we need to see? We need to see, there's my answer. There's my rescue. He came to save me from my sin. That's what Jesus came for. Let's not ever forget that. And every time we say the word Christmas, every time we see the baby in the manger, every time we see a Christmas present, every time we see a Christmas tree, every time we see Christmas lights, every time we even see Santa, anything that represents Christmas, let's remember what the angel told Joseph. You will call his name Jesus because he will rescue us. He will save us from our sins. Oh, isn't that good? That's so good. And so instead of trying to explain sin away, let's just say, hey, that's right. That according to the word, that's not good, but thank God for Jesus. Amen? I don't have to carry the guilt, the pain, the shame. I've got Jesus. But I have to recognize it. And that's what Joseph had to do. He says, when Joseph woke up, oh, no, wait, at verse number 22, he said, all this took place. All of this. What's he talking about? Mary, the Holy Ghost, the birth of Jesus, all this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said to the prophet. Verse number 23, the virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. God with us. Oh, I love that. Keep going, next one. When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as his wife. But he did not consummate their marriage until she gave birth to a son. And he gave him the name Jesus. Why did the angel tell him to name him Jesus? Because he will save his people from their sin. Every time we say the name Jesus, we need to remember Jesus came to rescue me, to pay the price for my sin. Let's be honest about some things. Let's recognize we need a Savior. I need Jesus. Amen. Amen? But when we see when Joseph saw his first Christmas, he was feeling pretty uneasy. He was feeling pretty fearful. And from where Joseph was standing, he was like, at first he was like, I don't know. I don't think this is going to work out. This is too much. Sometimes when something seems too much, we just want to tune out from it. And that's where society is headed. If something is too much, oh, I don't want to talk about that. Oh, that makes me uncomfortable. Oh, that you need to remove that. Don't even say that because it's uncomfortable to me. Listen, I don't want to be too uncomfortable for a rescue from Jesus. It's exactly why I need one. It's exactly why I need one. Amen? And so when we look at this and we look at the greatest gift. Think about the greatest gift. You know, we can look back through our years of receiving gifts from people. Maybe it was your engagement ring. Maybe it was a car. Maybe it was a house. Maybe you're one of those people, you got a Lexus with a big bow on it, right? Maybe you're one of those people. And you think about that gift. But none of those gifts do what Jesus does. That's why he's the greatest gift. Because there is nothing earthly that can wash sin away. There is nothing earthly that can save you from hell. And we don't even like to talk about that anymore. But whether we want to talk about things or not, there are things that are a reality. There is a heaven to gain and a hell to shun. That is reality. And we can never forget that. I don't have to earn my way into heaven. I don't have to be good to get there. I just need to receive Jesus, because you will name him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sin. That's why Jesus came. And I need that rescue. Amen? I need that rescue. You know, sin, it's important to understand that it is the thing that separated humanity from God. That's where separation began in the first place. And you may not think that this is a message for Christmas, but it is what Christmas is all about. Let's not get so tuned out from what Christmas is really for that we forget, because there is a lost and dying world that needs to know Jesus loves you. Jesus accepts you. Jesus forgives you. Jesus came to give you the greatest gift ever. It's forgiveness from sin. Let's not forget that. Over in Isaiah chapter 49, verse number 6. Isaiah chapter 49, verse number 6. Let me read it up here. It says, he says, it is too small a thing for you to be my servant to restore back, to restore the tribes of Jacob and bring back those of Israel I have kept. Listen to this. I will also make you a light for the Gentiles, that my salvation may reach to the ends of the earth. That's the message of Jesus. It's not for a select few. It's not for the good. It's not for those who look like you. It's supposed to reach to the ends of the earth. The gift of Jesus is for everyone. Christmas is for everyone. And that's what this what the prophet is saying, that my salvation may reach to the ends of the earth. God's desire is his salvation through Jesus and the cross to reach the ends of the earth. But Joseph had to have courage to do what he did. Because can you imagine? I mean, even now in 2018, there's still some things that are just, you know, make people's eyebrows raise up in certain circles. And can you imagine in an ultra-Orthodox Jewish family that kept the law? I mean, it was a different time for someone to come and say, I'm pregnant, and it's by the Holy Ghost. Can you imagine how people must have treated them? Can you imagine the whispers, the talk, the family member that probably sat Joseph down and said, now listen, let's talk about this girl Mary. Let's talk about this. I'm doing this because I love you, right? Can you imagine how their families must have felt? And so it took a lot of courage for him to take Mary home as his wife. It took a lot of restraint for him. He loved Mary. He cared for Mary, to not be with her until Jesus was born. But what happened? He considered what Mary had said. He considered it was the Holy Ghost. And then God came in through an angel and told him. And then he knew, man, this is a big deal. Jesus is coming. Why? To rescue us from our sins. You know, when we think about this, when we think about Jesus, we've got to remember he came to save you from your sin. He came to save me from mine. But in order for him to save us from our sin, Jesus has done his part. How many know Christmas already happened? Yes. Happened over 2,000 years ago. It already happened. I have to admit my sin. Because if I don't recognize myself as a sinner, I will not recognize I need a Savior. Did you get that? If I don't recognize myself as, even you can say it like this, one who has sinned, then I won't recognize that I need a Savior, and I will be tuned out to the greatest gift ever given. I'll be tuned out to Jesus because I don't recognize that I need him. You say, well, Peggy, what? How do I know? The Holy Spirit's job is to convict the world of sin. We don't really need people to tell us what is sin and what is not. The Word of God does that. And the Holy Ghost does it. We know on the inside of us, I am not perfect. I have made many mistakes. And because of that, I recognize that I need a Savior. There's going to be a price to pay. And Jesus came to pay the price. That's what Christmas is all about. He didn't come just to teach great messages. He didn't come just to do miracles. He didn't come just to show the power of God with an immaculate conception. He came to give his life for my sin and for yours. That's why he came. And so when I recognize that there's a price that's going to be paid for sin, I do not want to pay it. I cannot pay it. Jesus said he will, and he has. Jesus paid the price. And so don't let Christmas pass by without recognizing you need Jesus. I need Jesus. He's the greatest gift ever given. I don't want one day to stand before the Lord and him say, like he said to the woman at the well, you didn't even know who was talking to you. You didn't even know or recognize the gift of God that was right in front of you. Man, let's not let that be us. Amen? Let's not let that be us. Let's tune in. I need a Savior. Thank God, Jesus is here. Let's pray together. Father, I pray for everybody here today that, Lord, many of us, we've been in church a long time. And some of us, church is new. But one thing is true for all of us. We've all made mistakes. We've all sinned. Some of our sin is very obvious and apparent. And some of it is hidden and no one else knows. But no matter how big or small or obvious or hidden our sin is, Jesus came for all of it. And right now we recognize ourselves as people who've sinned. Because then we remember and know we need a Savior. The Bible says in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave. It was the first Christmas gift. He gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes on him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Don't get a whole bunch of Christmas presents and forget to receive and open the best one ever given. That's Jesus. And so right now, where you are, be bold like Joseph was. He was bold and courageous to honor the word of God. Be bold and courageous where you are right now. Be honest with yourself and with God. And in areas where we have missed the mark, let's take Jesus as our advocate, as our high priest, as our Savior, and let's ask him to forgive us. We don't have to broadcast this or be loud and or anything like that. You just got to give it to the Lord. It could sound something like this. Lord, I recognize that I haven't loved people the way that I should. Your word tells me to love people. And I haven't done that. And so I recognize that. And I repent for it. And I ask you to forgive me. And I know that your word says in 1 John 1:9 that you are faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. By your blood, I am forgiven, washed clean. And so before we move on with the service, let's just take a minute and let's just receive forgiveness. I thank you, Lord, that there's no sin that's too big, nothing that's too awful, too repetitive. There's nothing that's too big for the blood of Jesus. There's nothing that's too big for Jesus. Don't listen to the enemy when he says, oh, no, not this one. No, that one too. What did the angel tell Joseph? You will name him Jesus because he is rescuing, he is saving his people from sin. Doesn't say only the little ones. Doesn't say all except that one. No, it's all of them. Oh, I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, that we don't have to run from things. We can face them because we have a Savior. Because we have a Savior who loves us, who accepts us, who gave his life for us. And because of that, we can ask for and receive forgiveness from all sin. I thank you, Lord, that you always give us a fresh start every time we need one. You're so good. And we say thank you for that. Thank you for being the best gift ever given. Thank you, Jesus, for loving us enough to step out of heaven and to be born in a manger. Thank you for loving us enough to lay aside your deity, to be born as a baby, to grow and live your life, all to pay the price for our sin. Thank you for that. Thank you for being our Savior. And with every head bowed and every eye closed today, if you're here and you say, you know what, I've never received the greatest gift ever given, the gift of Jesus. I've never received Jesus as my Savior. Just like a Christmas gift, it has to be received. If I buy you a present, but you never take it and make it your own, it's never yours. And so if you're here today and you say, I've never opened up my heart and said, Jesus, come into my heart. Be my Lord and my Savior. I believe you're the Son of God and that you died for me. I believe that. And I want you to come into my life. Save me today. If that's you, I'm not going to call you down or embarrass you in any way, but I am going to ask you to raise your hand. Because when you raise your hand, you raise your heart. And you're saying, I believe. I believe. And that's what Christmas is all about. It's about you and your relationship with Jesus. So if that's you and nobody looking around, just out of respect for people, this is between them and God. If that's you, raise your hand up big and tall and say, that's me. Oh, thank you, Lord. Father, I believe that we're all on our way to heaven. We're so thankful for the gift of Jesus. We're so thankful that you came to save us from our sin. You are the gift of God. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, let's all say amen.